ויש למד היי ספל זמן קריאה שמה בלילה למשל שציאס שלושה כריחוב וקטן time of Kriya Shema at night is when you see three small stars. If it's cloudy and you don't know where the stars are, and you have to wait enough time that you know for sure it's already nightfall. If you read Kriya Shema before that, so he reads it again, but without the brachas. Because the brachas, he was Yotze. If he's in a minyan, which we saw before, many places had a minyan to do the ma'ariv earlier because they didn't want to lose the crowd. When the tzibah is having their earlier davening, he should say kriyas shema, the brachas together with them. You spell imoim. And then later, when the time comes, the kriyas shema, you should read it with that brachas. That's basically what anybody who does the early ma'ariv would do. Says Ramah, Omil, Lo Yachzir, V'Yispal B'Layla. He should not daven the ma'ariv a second time, even though Siva davened quite early. Unless he has all kind of big minhagim of tzaddikim, it doesn't look like it's a big shot by the fact that he's saying another ma'ariv after the Siva. One who said Kriya Shema before nightfall and has to say it over again at night, so Mishra Brura says initially that it's enough to say the first two parshiyos. He said that the Shakasai says that the Shemaim should say all three parshiyos. For upon the bare minimum is to say the first two parshiyos at night. The other one should say all three parshiyos.